It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
And thank you for joining me here in another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area here at 10 o'clock and throughout America on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Well, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings, we just got them in. They show us, they have us in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That's big. Nielsen, by the way, is the global measurement and data analytics company. So the fact that they have us here in the top 10 in New York AM radio is a big deal. Special thank you to the great listenership of this show, who I've come to expect every single week. Great, informative business content. And tonight is no different. Oh, we have a really great show in store. But before we get to the guest, first, you know, we've had so many amazing guests on this program. We had Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. I didn't impress you yet? By the way, every single past show is available for free by going to the platform dedicated for this great program, and that is mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And many of the shows were videoed as well. So therefore, on our robust YouTube channel, if you go to YouTube, Mind Your Business, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business, all the episodes that were videoed, they're up there. And by the way, if you subscribe, you will automatically be notified when a show goes live. So that's the benefit for those that subscribe on YouTube. The Mind Your Business show covers throughout our shows, we cover virtually every type of profession and business category. Stay tuned for tonight's edition, where we're going to talk about the all-too-important topic of digital marketing. Tonight's show is basically titled, we're going to title it, Digital Marketing 101. But before I get to my incredible guest, we give a special thank you and a shout-out to the prominent players here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who play in a very important support role for this show in particular. Srili, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, Avigail, Elio, thank you. And to the programming team at 710 WOR, in particular, Darren and Robert. Also, a special shout-out to Zeb Brenner, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here on 710 WOR. And a special thank you to all those who stop me, send me text, send me WhatsApp messages, email me. However, just let me know that they enjoy the show and the feedback that they get. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Nucky Radio. The Jewish Home, which features Q&A in a Q&A format. Print summaries from our top shows. The business class clips, of course, that's the micro learning channel that we have. Sign up today. If you're on WhatsApp, sign up by texting to WhatsApp 718-594-6519. Again, and WhatsApp, text 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive the daily broadcast. Or if you're on Instagram, just go Business Class Clips on Instagram and just follow us. Of course, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and like mentioned before, if you follow us on YouTube, you subscribe, you'll automatically be notified. Well, without further ado, my guest is none other than Andrew Happel. He is the digital marketing manager here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Just a little bit of background. With over 10 years in the digital space, Andrew has played a key role in building some of today's top brands. His attention to the analytical data that's so critical when you're dealing with digital, mixed with an eye for intricate graphic details, led him to his role here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. And let me just give some background why we decided to do this show tonight. Well, the other day, I took my kid. He was catching a flight out of JFK. I walk into JFK. Now, again, not like this is brand new, but just it like hit me. I said, you know what? We should do a show on this. So many people ask, you know, digital marketing, there's all types of terms, right? Analytics, organic traffic, search ads, SEM. We're going to get to the list soon. But there's so much detail in terms of digital marketing. And of course, digital marketing is a very key way among the digital, among the marketing channels that any company needs to exercise and needs to leverage in order to reach their target market. So anyways, I'm in JFK. And I'm standing there, and then all of a sudden, I get a pop-up on my phone from Uber. It said, hi, do you need a ride? I didn't have the app open. They just sent a pop-up. Say, hi, you can access our cars at this terminal, or whatever the case may be. So they just kind of proactively reached out to me, proactive marketing. I said, wow, they're now, of course, I know they're tracking. Everyone knows if you have a phone, a smartphone, you're being tracked. But they're proactively reaching out. I'll give another example. I was in the airport and I get an email from Clear. Clear, right? They want people to sign up for their service. You can get through the security quickly. I get an email from them. Wasn't it a coincidence? I'll share another interesting story. One of the radio shows. So the guest talked about. I think a guttering system on top of a roof of a house. And sure enough, afterwards, when I went to, let's say, weather.com or, you know, whatever it is, or a news site, then suddenly all around, all those banners started popping up about, okay, clean your gutter service. I'm like, they're listening in. And then I said to myself, you know what? Let's do a show. Let's do a show with Andrew. Andrew Happel, he leads the digital marketing here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. So many people have questions about this. Digital Marketing 101. Andrew, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, in tonight's show, we will talk about a lot of the famous terms throughout the show. Impressions, what are they, click-through rate, Google AdWords, Google Ads, cost per click, SEM, display ads, analytics, and all that. But first, I want to open up. Perhaps you could talk about the digital marketing scene of today. Google, of course, we know is what are the most, not the terms yet. We're going to get to that in the next segment. But as you open it up, talk about digital technology of today.
To be honest, it's the most powerful tool that we have to get our brand's message across. Now is the time to embrace it more than ever. And for us as society in general, mm-hmm. if we're not with it, we're against it. And I think you had a former guest, Deborah Jasper.
Oh, yeah, Deborah Jasper.
I remember listening to the interview and she was, two words that popped out, was reluctant. Right. He was reluctant.
Are you gonna be reluctant or relevant?
Relevant.
That's right.
And I think the relevancy of technology today is super important.
You know, Andrew, there's something that we've shared here when we've spoken, and it was something that made a big impression. You took out your phone
mm-hmm.
and you said, "What's the most valuable piece of real estate today?" Could you go through that again the way you said it
okay,
then?
Yeah.
It's so true.
It's probably the most powerful message what we could say. It's 6 inches big and it sits in your pocket and it has more value than the Empire State Building at times, because our phones are what connect us to the world. And we talk, we text, we search, we do all of our personal bidding within that 6 inches of your pocket. It's being tracked, which I think we want to talk about cookies. I think
let's
at this
talk about
point.
Cookies.
Okay,
not the ones we eat, but the ones that are weight free.
Yeah, weight free, exactly. So cookies are they sound simple and easy, and they are for a lot of people that don't know what they are. It when they start researching it gets scary, but it's really not once you find out what its intention was. Basically, a cookie is a little piece of code that sits on your device, and it's basically saying once you've gone to a website. So if you go to a website, you're going to see permissions from a cookie saying mm-hmm. do you accept or not. You can opt in, you can opt out. It's a longer process to opt out, but most of us have just said yes, okay, and we moved on. Then we're all shocked when we see an ad in Facebook for example, I use I was looking up shoes on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I see the same shoes in Facebook. There's a reason for that. The permission that I granted for the cookie was that I said, wherever I go, I will see your ad. And that code sat in my device. And so I shouldn't be surprised because I gave it permission. And that's what I think is that in this quick digital age, we're not quick to read the fine tune, you know, the fine little tiny letters that say, hey, we're going to follow you.
Yeah.
And we just say yes. And so I think that's now that privacy and all of the issues that have happened in the past couple of years, we became more protective of that. And I think now a lot of big tech companies are watching what they're doing. We're holding people accountable in the digital space, which is great because now as marketers, as people who are pushing products and stories and brands, we have a responsibility to stay true to what we believe in. So
now I understand that I think it's Ad Age had a cover story recently about the cookies. Maybe you could just talk about that, kind of the, you know, the business side of it and the consumer side of it.
So the business side of it from Ad Age, it was a great article because it's basically describing how the big companies that really could dump millions, if not billions of dollars into their marketing, they kind of treated it as the wild, wild west in the sense of we're just going to bombard you all day with ads and stuff. And so that breach of privacy became an issue and a lot of people started getting worried. And big tech companies like Google and specifically Apple, but more specifically Google, they're not using third-party cookies. So that means like you cannot go to another company says, well, I want to track this. And then they're saying, we're not hosting any of that. We're pumping the brakes. And I don't know if you knew this, but a couple of years or maybe months ago, Facebook took out an article or they took out a one-page ad in the San Francisco Chronicle or Times. And they said, you know, like they were verbally or publicly going against Apple because Apple's like, well, from now on our devices, you have to opt in on the cookies or anything that tracks you. Mm-hmm. One thing that I want to bring to everyone's attention is basically we talk about digital space as if it's just websites, but we forget that the key element, the most valuable part of real estate are apps. Those apps are connected to the World Wide Web.
That's right.
They're not connected to your
telephone. And that was like when that Uber message popped up from the app.
Right. So cookies are relevant across websites and apps because a cookie could do everything from track. I mean, it literally tracks what you're browsing on the web, but it also is valuable for the sense of when was the last time you had to type in your password to Facebook? Right. You don't because cookies saved it. So you could X out of stuff. And so it tracks you. So there are benefits, but I get why people are kind of, you know, apprehensive.
So. My guest is Andrew Happel. He is the digital marketing manager here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Tonight's show is all about digital marketing. We're calling it Digital Marketing 101. Listen, for many people, the terms may be somewhat familiar. They have an idea. What is remarketing, retargeting? We're going to get into right into the weeds of all of it when we come back right after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products.
PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saplis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. My guest is Andrew Happel. He is the digital marketing manager here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. He has over a decade of experience in digital marketing, and that's why tonight's show is Digital Marketing 101. In this segment, we're going to address a lot of the key terms. I'm going to just tease the audience with some of the terms: analytics, SEO, SEM, organic traffic, search ads, display ads, paid traffic, cost per click, Google ads, impressions, click-through rate. What is SCRP, SERP, conversion rate, CTA, KPI? There's some people out there that's like, all right, you know, it's alphabet soup, you know,
LMNOP, right?
You know, and others like, yeah, they live and breathe it. But let's face it, every company today has to be mindful of digital marketing as part of their overall marketing toolkit, right? What they have in the toolbox. And we know success in marketing is reaching people through different channels with similar content. I mean, the identity has to always be consistent, whether a company, you know, their logo that appears on their website, on a business card, on a brochure, on social media, or it also has to be consistent. But digital marketing it's hard to say what's more important, because when someone asks me, say, you know, what's the most important form of marketing? And the answer is, okay, your consumers. What type of marketing do they consume? It always has to go. However, almost everyone today has a smartphone, and that is a way of reaching them. And that's why digital marketing must be part of the marketing equation for any company of any size. And that's where we turn to Andrew. So, Andrew, perhaps we could start going through one by one the main terms that apply in digital technology and digital marketing for today, for 2021.
Sure, absolutely. So, since there's so many, and
let's just start.
Right,
yeah,
we're gonna jump right
one
into
at a
it.
Time.
But what I'd like you to do is kind of visualize if you were sitting behind a computer or your phone and you're going to do a search.
Smart.
So the idea is you're going to type in a few words in the search bar, and all of a sudden everything shows up within seconds.
Right.
So those words that you used are keywords. So that's a keyword search. Those are the words that I, you know, on the back end, am strategically putting there in Google to make sure that our ads, our sites, everything that we produce comes up first. And there's a lot of things. So I'm going to start off with just analytics. Mm-hmm. Analytics is the basic data that we use in this digital world to measure successes and failures. And so that way we could go out and then strategically plan the next campaign runs, or how are we telling our story? That's what analytics do. Analytics help us figure out the data. In all of that is revolved around SEO, which is search engine optimization. That's a term that's becoming more popular now because a lot of brands are gravitating towards having, you know, someone do their SEO. And there's a lot of intricacies to it. There's a lot of fine tuning that has to be done. But ultimately, it's the back end work that you do to a website that drives traffic to your content. Mm-hmm. It could revolve around ads and your website, which then that's called organic traffic. Mm-hmm. So it's all of the searches that someone just typed in random words and they got there and your information pops up because you didn't pay for it. That's organic searching.
And by the way, Google loves that stuff, right? The stuff that's absolutely genuine. That's why content marketing is so important.
Absolutely. Content is what's driving the traffic now more than anything else. There are a lot of tricks that Google has put in that says we'll help rank you higher if you do this and mm-hmm. if you do that. They're not going to tell you what the secrets are, but you got to kind of figure them out. And that's where, you know, we decide this is what we're going to push out. This is because I could see the numbers, and so we're going to figure it out from there. Search ads. So there's two kinds of ads. You have search ads, you have display ads. Search ads are if you type in your keywords and you see just a whole list of available things that you could click on. The first 3 to 4 are going to be ads. Underneath that are going to be your organic searches. It's just words. Sometimes you're going to find a divider with images that Google provides of what you're looking for.
Right.
But the top half is usually the ads. You could tell because there's green, the green little ad word. And so you know that the company that you're going to click on paid heavily to be in that position. So those are search ads. The next type of ad is a display ad, and it's pretty much that. There's a picture next to the ad. Now, Google Shopping. So if you have a product that you want to sell, Google Shopping is optimal for this. Display ads are they're as important, but Google did a study that they said that 1.91% of all their ads are searches, and only 0.35% are display. So you get more traction on what people read and see than what read than what they see. So that's how it's working right now.
Okay.
I got my list.
Sure.
The next one is SEM, which is search engine marketing. So that's a mix between your organic search and your paid search. So there's a combination of both. When you run paid search in Google, they're going to help you by boosting a lot of your organic stuff. And so it kind of goes hand in hand. So you'd think that it's basically SEO, but because you're paying for it, they consider it more of a SEM. Paid traffic is just that. It's traffic to either the content you're pushing or your website based on that the amount of money that you're paying. Cost per click, and you're gonna hear a lot of CPC and PPC,
mm-hmm.
and again, these are those fancy cool terms that we get to throw around all day. But cost per click is every ad that's on Google that you are paying for. There's a cost behind it, and Google doesn't hide how much it's going to cost you. So you shouldn't be shocked when you see that, like, oh, I wanted X amount, but you're pay per click and your cost per click are mm-hmm. they go hand in hand. It's the same thing. Just one is how much did you pay for the click, and this is what we're paying for. You know, so it's the same word. It's the same thing, but two different names.
Okay.
All of that is run through Google Ads, which is their platform that you can set up and execute any kind of. So they make it very, very easy for a lot of people to monitor. So when we bring on a lot of clients, I can set it up for them and give the same access. They could read the same data. So Google Ads and AdWords, they change it to just Google Ads. So if you're familiar with Google AdWords, it's the same thing right now.
Gotcha.
Impressions. Impressions are the amount of times that your content has been seen on the platform. So for instance, if I ran an ad for, let's say, sprinklers, right? And I want to see the impressions and I get a crazy number, like 500,000. That means my ad has appeared 500,000 times on that platform. There's other platforms that do the same thing. And so when you're running ads, it's important to incorporate how much you see, because you don't want a low, obviously you don't want a low number, but it's important to see that you're reaching a broader audience. Mm-hmm. And then therefore you could kind of start strategizing how you execute from there. Click-through rate is the amount of times that someone looks at that impression and then clicks through it and then goes to what you have on the other end. What's your call to action? Which brings me to my CTA. Mm-hmm. I kind of jumped the list a little bit, but sure. Your CTA is your call to action on that ad. People are going to, you know, so that's the click-through rate. How many times, what's the percentage that they saw it and they clicked through it? A SERP. This is a fancy word for search engine results page. This is, I like to call it my home base, in a sense of I want to be there all the time. So just like when the Mets, I don't know if there's any Mets fans, but when the Mets.
Plenty in the audience.
There we go. So I want them to go to home all the time, right? I want them to win and score. That's where I want my ads to end up. And not just any page, page one, always and right. forever. It's and so whenever you hear like we're on SERPs or this is the SERPs results, mm-hmm. search engine results page.
Okay.
Conversion rate is the amount of times that someone saw an impression, they clicked through it, they did my call to action, that's a conversion. And conversions can be set up on several different ways because you can honestly, you can have a goal for any sort of content that you have out there. For instance, if I have a website, again, let's refer back to the sprinklers. I want people to sign up for a free consultation. They sign up and they give me their information. That's a goal. Now, if they sign up and pay for a service, that's another goal. So on the same ad or the same call to action, I could have two different goals. And so then I can measure it out from there. And this is where it gets like, I mean, this is where a lot of people, they don't see the fine tuning of this digital landscape. It's that it's not as easy as, oh, I put an ad and now it's not running or whatever. But, and then, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, are yours?
Oh, no, the last one was KPI, which is key performing indicators. And these are the, this is the result of everything. Right. What's a key performer? And a key one that I always look for is date and time. So, to me, those are the most important.
Thoughts. And KPI, let's hold on to that for a second because, sure. like you said, that's the bottom line. That's like, you know, people are investing quite a bit, and let's say among their digital marketing includes, you know, there's Google. We're going to talk about social media soon. Email marketing, which we're going to get to in the next segment. But at the end of the day, KPIs is like, is the dashboard. How fast are you going? How high are you? Well, that's on an airplane. But, you know, basically, what's the conversion? What's the results? It's very nice to, you know, to do marketing, but with digital, the main advantage over traditional branding is you get to, the tracking is all there. So perhaps you could just, you know, discuss a little bit more about some of the items, some of the KPIs that a company really should be monitoring closely.
That's a good question, because for a lot of people, they want different answers.
True.
So, but for me, as a reporter, let's say, as someone that can track the data, a key performer for me, like I said, is date and time. We ran an ad last year, and the data said that the highest performing day was July 27th, 2020.
Okay.
And so that day, and I, simple enough, a key performing indicator was that 4,971 people visited a website on one day. And to me, it was like, okay, wow. Wait, what did we right. do? So now you're able to go back. You see, where did we send it?
Right.
What was sent?
Right, right. What was the content? What was the creative like? What was the hook?
Exactly.
What was all that data? So that's all part of KPI.
Right.
You're starting all the data that led to the result.
Absolutely.
Before we go to our next segment, just another two keywords that are very popular is remarketing and retargeting. Perhaps you could discuss that.
Sure. It's actually the same thing. Again, it's one of those two different words, same meaning. Remarketing is basically what cookies do. And cookies are that permission that you give to that website or app to track you around the web. And remarketing is just throwing a different ad at you at a different way. It could be a banner. It could be, you could even be on Instagram and see the same products over and over again because it's tracking you. That's a remarketing, retargeting. You're retargeting your market. So a lot of times what triggers that is if you go to an e-commerce shop and you put everything in your shopping cart and then you either close the cart or you jump to another site. That's called an abandoned cart. Those are huge in remarketing and retargeting. Those are the things that an e-commerce brand or even Amazon, what they're going to do is they're going to tell you, hey, come back. So you're going to get emails. And if not, you're going to see it over. You're going to see it on Facebook. You're going to see it on Instagram. You're going to see it on all these other platforms that allow that.
And of course, as a marketing firm, we understand that that makes sense because the person showed an interest.
Correct.
So they're much more likely to actually follow through on a purchase that may have been a distraction or maybe it was the price, whatever the case is. But still, that prospect is a warm, if not a hot prospect over just reaching out to someone brand new that I don't even know if they're interested in what I have to offer.
And a good chunk of that is because it's part of that sales funnel. It's part of that building awareness, education, building a following, and then you're going to eventually, you know, the idea is that you take a product that you think someone needs or wants, and then they become a customer. So it's not that they're, and so that's why the retargeting and remarketing is like, hey, where were you at in our sales funnel? So that either that way, if you abandon us or don't want to have the cookies anymore, because you could always go and take them off your phone. They make it very accessible for you to do that. The idea is that as a marketing person, I've developed that funnel so my client or the product that I'm selling, somebody needs it. You know what I mean? Like, again, the sprinkler service. You found out what days were available. You know all the types of tools that we use. We've done our part of providing you our story to that where if you just abandon or you don't set up the appointment, I want to know why you did that. So now I'm going to figure out what happened.
Andrew, one more. Geotargeting.
Geotargeting. That's very intricate. Basically, I can, or anyone in this field, can set up ads to hit you in a specific location.
So is that like when I was in JFK and Uber, bam, I was geotargeted.
So basically, when you tell me that story, I basically know that you use Uber on a regular basis because they know what services that you need. Right. So you needed a car service, obviously, because you're traveling. And then the reason why it hit you there is because one, you probably haven't used it in a couple of days. So they have an automated system that will send you.
Which I haven't. Right. That was a good point.
And that'll bring me to into the next segment about emails of how they specifically hit it. So I want to hold off on that one.
My guest is Andrew Happel. He is the digital marketing manager here at BLMG. And tonight's show is all about the world of digital marketing. Digital marketing 101. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Ezra Zappos right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the iHeart Radio Network. In case you're just tuning in, tonight is a very informative show. Every business today, right, needs to have marketing in their in order to scale, in order to grow. And digital marketing is key. Digital marketing can't be an afterthought. Whether a company feels that print is a way to reach people, print is, radio is, video is. We do all of that here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Digital is specific is an amazing way. Why? Because the data is trackable. KPIs. Andrew discussed it in the previous segment. Key performance indicators. That is a way. That's the big advantage that digital marketing has over traditional marketing. Because digital marketing, it's all trackable. It's also you could see right away what is bringing results, what isn't, right? Because, for example, in traditional marketing, you have A/B testing. You have A/B testing in digital as well. But you know, you want to see. You try an ad with a headline A or headline B, which is pulling better results. But in digital marketing, you just go under the hood, and our team here, led by Andrew Happel, goes under the hood and sees right away, okay, wow, this is pulling better than that. And therefore, we obviously invest more in what is pulling. So, Andrew, now we turn to email marketing. Now, of course, on each of the things we're talking about, it really could be an entire show, but we're trying to cram it in.
Exactly.
That's why it's Digital Marketing 101, kind of a crash course on digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Email marketing is so wide and so vast, and there's so many terms within email marketing: click funnel marketing, A/B testing, clicks per delivered, the open rate, the engagement rate, a drip campaign. Perhaps you could start explaining it all, making sense of it all.
Sure. I'm going to start off with the simple A/B testing, being that was the first thing that you mentioned. A/B testing is exactly that. You're taking the same thing and twisting it on two different, you know, like for like you're saying the headlines, right. Same thing in digital. So in digital, we'll probably say, you know, work with the creative and kind of say, hey, let's try a blue background compared to a white background or whatever it is.
Or changing the subject line.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole email is the same. It goes at the same time, but subject line A is different than subject line B. And by the way, I want to share just an important note about A/B testing. When you do A/B testing, the list has to be significant. It can't, sometimes people say, I'll try it on 10 people. We'll list the aliens. Has to be a significant mass, number one. And don't change more than two elements.
Right.
Meaning, like, let's say they change the headline from A and B, but they also send it at a different time of day. Bam, it doesn't work. You can't know. The A-B testing has to be where all variables are exactly the same except one element.
Right.
And then you could keep on doing additional A-B testing based on the one that won.
Correct.
Based on the control.
Yeah. To kind of support that, it's the idea why and why I am very passionate about not just wasting an A-B test on 10 people,
right,
is the fact that it's not a large enough. When we test anything from shampoos to toothpaste, we don't just have five people say, oh, this tastes great. We have thousands of people test it.
Right.
You need a test market. In fact, that's another test market. You know, we could talk about A-B testing all day too.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna keep to the list and I'm gonna keep it where it's very important, and it's very important that you work with a very skilled creative that's from visual to even just a copy, where they help you see different versions of the same thing. Because I could see it one way, you could see it another. And who knows, if you A-B test something, you figure out that, guess what? It's C that worked. So at the end result, so it's always important to work with that creative that's going to work with you. And so That's
A-B test.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about click funnel marketing.
So I kind of was talking about this in the last segment in regards to click funnel. That sales funnel that you put together, it's very important. You're telling your story, but there's different. I know Nike probably as well as you do.
Right.
And the reason why is because they have proper brand awareness. They went out and you do your research about it. We know the intricacies. We know who their sponsors are, mm-hmm, or who they're sponsoring. We know all that stuff. But I know ProMark Drumsticks. Do you know ProMark Drumsticks?
Not that much.
Exactly. Because I went through that sales funnel. Something I'm interested in. I researched it. I went in and I started buying it. I became a customer. So like a funnel, I started at the wide and then I went down to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a lifelong customer. That's the only drumsticks I use. So click funnel is exactly that. So every click of that funnel, you have to market. So if it's brand awareness, you have a brand awareness campaign. If it's research, you see that people are clicking on things that are branded content, but they basically go from your social for branded content awareness to then researching who you are as a company. Then you see that, like, people are reading your about page on your website. You're seeing that there's more traffic. People are opening up the content page or the contact page. They're not really filling it out, but you see that there's traction on that. So now I'm at the third part of my funnel, you know. So I did the awareness, the research. Now I got to make you a customer. So what do? I got to come in with my customer service, and I got to put on that smile. Talk to you on the other end, and I got to meet you where you're at. That's where a lot of remarketing campaigns come in. That's where you're going to see a lot of those ads pop up randomly where you're just like, I don't want this. Is it? But it's like, you kind of did the work to get there.
Right.
So it's like, you know, we can't be mad at everybody on in the digital world. So that's click funnel marketing.
Right. Clicks per delivered.
So clicks per delivered is the percentage measure of the number of clicks divided by the number of emails delivered to the intended inbox. And I know I read that very professionally because that's what it is. Basically, it's saying the clicks per delivered is I sent out 100 emails, right?
Mm-hmm.
29 of them clicked. That's the clicks per delivered.
So is that essentially the same thing as open rate, or is there a
pretty
difference?
Much. Well, the difference between open rate is how many times someone opened it. Let's say,
I mean, they may have gone
right,
and so, then said, not now, I'll come back to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So if there's a call to action in the email that you send, the click open rate is basically how many times people saw that email. They opened it up. They saw the subject. Mm-hmm. Oh, my name's in it. And they opened it up. Boom. But they didn't click on the link or the content in there, because those, again, are measurable. Those are KPIs in the email that are very imperative to a successful e-marketing campaign.
What is engagement rate?
Engagement rate is how many times somebody's actually, engaged into the content that you provided.
Got you.
So it's the same. It's kind of, it's not an open, it's not a it's not a click, but it's the engagement. Like a lot of emails that you could see, you could send out a form in the email.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have people engage with that? So a lot of these terms are going to have the same definition for a similar term prior.
Gotcha.
It's just a different way of analyzing it, because I could engage and I could click, but, you know, so.
What's, perhaps you could describe a workflow, a drip campaign.
Okay. This, there's a lot of automation behind digital marketing now. And not that it's a lazy industry, it's super busy, but the idea is I can load up 100 emails, and as long as you're not unsubscribed, I slowly drip, or I give you periodic updates. So a lot of newsletters are part of drip campaigns, a lot of, and they're strategically mapped out to give you what you're looking for, but at the same time, I'm going to have a call to action at the end. Call now, fill this out, let's talk. Something to get you engaged, something to help you become a customer. And so it's a slow, steady process.
My guest is Andrew Happel. Andrew Happel is the digital marketing manager here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. And we're talking about the world of digital marketing. That's why tonight's show is titled Digital Marketing 101. The time flies when we're on the set here, yeah. And it's only around 7-8 minutes left. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the element that probably people are saying to themselves, how is it possible they didn't address it yet? Social media. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com. Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com.
Thank you. And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Tonight's show titled Digital Marketing 101. And we have none other than the digital marketing manager here at BLMG, Andrew Happel. Wow, we've covered so much. And in case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire show will be up on all the popular podcasting channels, and it's going to go up shortly on YouTube. By the way, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified when this episode goes live on YouTube. Our address is 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. And just click on the subscribe button, and you will automatically be notified when this show goes live. Andrew, we didn't forget about it, but the last segment is talking about social media. There's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn. Perhaps you could share your insights on each platform in particular and why it's so important to be in the marketing toolbox of a, you know, of any given company.
Many years ago, a lot of people were kind of hesitant when they were starting a business to, they didn't understand social media, or in their personal lives, they don't really have a big account. One analytic tool that Google pulls is how much or how quote unquote popular you are on your social. That's a SEO analytic really? That people don't realize.
Social equity.
And a lot of that has to do now like with Google rankings or ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And Yelp has kind of helped a lot of businesses, but it's hurt. So they are not using that as an SEO platform.
Hmm.
But Google ratings is super important, because now if you go to your SERPs page, your search engine results page, mm-hmm. you're going to see a restaurant or a company that has a rating in it. They're going to give legit ratings on it. The more you interact with Google, the more they're going to help you find what you're looking for and find it fast. But socials, it's an important equity to have. It's very crucial. I know a lot of people are scared to move forward. Like, I'm just a landscaper. I don't do it. But don't tell your story about just cutting a lawn. Tell your story like, oh, this is where we, you know, this is the town. Talk about the town. So we could go on for hours and hours. I remember Seth Godin.
Right, Seth Godin. We had him on the set very recently.
He was talking about how you know, he doesn't use social media the way it was intended. Right. He doesn't try it. He just does what he wants on it.
And meanwhile, he has a quarter million followers.
And he didn't even try.
Right, he didn't even try.
So it's like, that's what you have to do, is sometimes you don't have to try, and then that's the results that you're going to get. I'm just going to go through this.
For each platform. Let's talk about Instagram.
Instagram has three basic tools that they use to help you. You have your stories, which lasts as long as 10 seconds. You have Reels, which is a copy of another popular social media site called TikTok. And then you have stories. So your stories, your reel, or I'm sorry, and live. And so you could go live with your stories. You could all that stuff. They help you reach an audience faster and quicker. Facebook Live, it's basically you can broadcast just that. You could have a live. I remember my niece and nephew, they had my sister's phone and they were running around the house and they were playing hide and seek, but they didn't know that they hit Facebook Live. So all of our aunts and uncles were watching these little kids run around playing hide and go seek. And it was amazing. It was just the funniest thing.
Right.
But so that's a bonus. It goes live. You could do it from your phone and then you could have instantaneous access to people seeing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter has been a very, very controversial site platform, and it has good factors, it has bad factors. I mean, depending on what you're trying to do. I personally, from a marketing standpoint, if I'm talking to a business and they need analytics behind it, I'm just going to say, use it as a customer service. You're limited to the amount of content that you could put out there. You could put out pictures, you could post videos, but ultimately you want a direct one-on-one without without having to be on a phone.
Right.
Maybe you could have someone in your office dedicate some time to run your Twitter if you have that need mm-hmm. to communicate. Popular Bank, PNC.
Right. Of course, all the banks. Yeah.
That's how I talk to, if I need help, that's what I do. I talk to PNC on their Twitter. And then last but not least is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is huge right now. It is probably the primo for business to business. They offer so much. I mean, you could go from getting a job to figuring out how to do what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
To how to do what you're doing, you know? And they have every category from podcasters. Everyone is on LinkedIn. It is probably the most powerful tool right now. And if you're a business trying to get other businesses, the best thing that you can do with LinkedIn is try to sell to the end user. So for instance, if I'm a food distributor and I sell a bunch of flour, I'm not trying to market specifically to the bagel guy. I'm trying to sell to, hey, our bagels made with this flour is the most delicious.
Right.
So tell those stories, because eventually people are going to want to get the interest and get your business from that. So,
wow. Andrew, would you believe it that we are basically out of time? The time flies. Gosh, yeah. The time flies.
I still want to talk for like another 20 minutes about this stuff. I feel like I missed something.
Oh, man. The world of social media. First of all, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for being part of our amazing team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group.
I appreciate it.
Of course, we're looking to help your business. You can give me a call. My direct line, 718-412-3505. My direct line, 718-412-3505. We help all types of businesses. And, of course, we help them in all types of media, including digital media. And that's why we presented tonight's show, Digital Marketing 101. Just a good understanding of all the important aspects of digital marketing. Of course, the main benefit of digital marketing is that it's all trackable. That's the key. It's all trackable. Well, we're out of time. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Have a successful week. Wow. You believe it?
That flew by.
Bam. Okay.
I've been nervous like for 2 days and now
no,
it's like,
good.
It's
we just
over.
Did it. We got it together. Now, what we're going to want to do is, it's not right now, mm-hmm. but right after I finish my Zoom call, so Bristol, you can take the chips. I'll send you the thing. We can start working on it.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.